Brains, STLSportsPage.com, as Rob joins us from St. Louis. Rob, good morning. What's your reaction to the moves the Cardinals made yesterday?
Well, I want to wait and see what happens between today and tomorrow so I can have one reaction to the whole thing. I don't think they're done yet. So, you know, it's kind of like opening one Christmas present and having two more laying under the tree. So let's wait and see what those other packages reveal. By the way, before I forget, you guys were talking a little bit a minute ago about the online journalism, which, of course, is what I do now. So anybody that's interested, I just want to make sure and give our website a plug, STLSportsPage.com, and you can sign up there for our weekly newsletter. You would have got the email blast right away with the trades yesterday with all the breaking news kind of thing. So that's the way the business has gone now. So we're all kept into that. So I know we got a lot of Cardinal fans down there. So STLSportsPage.com. And then Ned's even got the app, so I know it's something everybody can do.
Now, he just gave away a trade secret. I do have the app too, Rob.
There's no trade secret. We want everybody to know that. All your fans are going to say, if Ned can do this, I can do it.
Well, that's exactly what.
It's great marketing. If Ned can do it, we can do it.
Lindell, you were just reading Rob's comments for today too. Very concise.
Yeah, very concisely written and easy to follow story where you break down each of the players received by the Cardinals.
Let me not dodge your question completely. I do like a couple of guys that got in the trade. I think the kid with the best upside is this Tekoa Roby, mm-hmm. who was pitching, of course, for Texas's double A system before he got it's a shoulder injury, actually. And the projection is that he's going to go to the rehab center in Jupiter, and then they think he'll be pitching competitively by the end of the year. So I know this is a big if, but if he's healthy, I think he does have probably the biggest upside of any of the guys that they got in the deal. So we just have to see how his shoulder responds to treatment.
The infielder, Thomas Zagacy, will we see him at Springfield?
Yes, he's coming to Springfield to start with, yeah. So, I think he's an interesting player, too. I mean, I think that they wanted to, you know, they obviously said that they were trying to get pitching, but I think they feel like with the four pitchers that they got, they could have given a little upside on that infielder, too. And he was ranked, I think it was the 14th or 15th best player in Texas' system as far as the MLB.com rankings go. So he's a guy that'll probably slide into the, you know, 10 to 15 range somewhere in the Cardinals system. He's 21 years old, did 15 home runs at Double A. I know you guys have probably seen him. You know, it seemed like I saw somebody had those numbers against Springfield. He had like 500 or something in six games against Springfield. So he's an interesting guy. I think that they interesting that Mosaic kind of yesterday labeled him a Brendan Donovan type. So that, you know, I guess kind of being a scrappy player and being able to play all over the field. So I'm sure that's how they'll try to develop him.
Springfield played Frisco only one series this year. That's all they will play. Six-game series was down in Frisco, and I think they split, if I'm not mistaken. But I looked at what Zagacy did, and my God, he had 1-4 for four game, and another 3-4 and 2-4 and a bunch of RBIs. The guy can hit the ball, but I did not see anything from the pitcher Roby at all. So evidently, he's been injured for quite a while.
Yeah, I think they said he was hurt in June, or has been out since June. So I think he only made 10 starts for them this year. So, but yeah, so he's, you know, they're both young, which, you know, is a plus. I mean, I think the only thing that surprised me about the trades a little bit is if you listen to what the Cardinals said before, you know, the deadline leading up to the deadline was that they wanted guys who would be a chance to compete and be in this rotation in 2024. And I just don't see any of those guys that they got yesterday kind of filling in that gap right now. So I still think they're you know, short on pitching and you know, at the high. I mean, I know they said there are a couple of guys going to AAA, but to me, I was looking for more like the 23, 24 year old guys who've had more success at the AAA level or even some success already kind of up and down within the big league roster, you know, on a big league roster. So that part of the return surprised me a little bit.
What about Michael McGreevy and Gordon Graceffo? Where do they stand these days?
I think, well, Graceffo's, you know, missed a lot of time with injuries this year, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if he ends up going to the fall league and trying to get some more innings in. McGreevy's had a full year, so I doubt that he would go. But they're still in the rankings. I mean, they still really like both those guys, and I think that, you know, they would be somewhere in the top 10 kind of prospect. It also would not surprise me, shockingly, if the last month of the season you might see one or both of them up here in the big leagues, depending on what other moves that they make as far as, you know, getting their feet wet a little bit. I think they would definitely go into camp next year right now based on what you have with a shot to make the big league roster in some capacity.
Rob, the two guys the Cardinals get from Toronto, Roberta and Klopfenstein, what do you know about them?
Well, the one kid, I think it's Roberts or something like that, it's a weird pronounce. He's from the Netherlands. He actually pitched in the Futures game this year. So they, you know, obviously somebody in Toronto thought highly of him. I think that what I saw, ranking us off, he was like number 7th prospect in the Blue Jays system. They're both going to go to AAA, and we'll see what they do. He's not necessarily the swing and miss type that the Cardinals also said that they wanted, but he does throw strikes and gets some ground balls, and so they think he has a chance to be a good pitcher. That guy's interesting prospect, but I think the first Robert's guy's the better of the two.
So Paul DeJong's situation, does that affect Mason Wynn? If DeJong goes, does that mean Mason Wynn comes up?
I don't think it's 1 + 1 = 2, but I think it's 1 + 1 = 2.5. So we'll see. I think we have to see because you got Edmund coming back too, and you got to see what happens with the outfield situation as far as do they trade O'Neill, do they trade Carlson? Another move that they could make there that would determine some of the playing time, because he's only going to come up if he plays. I mean, I think that's one of the things we all know is that based on his experience, based on his age level, he just needs to play. He's had a terrific season at Memphis, and you got the opinion yesterday, or the seemed like the Mosaic was saying, it's just a matter of time, and he will play in the big leagues this year, but it's just a matter of when they push that button. It could be as early as Wednesday, depending on what happens, or it might be another week or so. And I think we just have to wait and see. But there's no question that the last month or so of the season, he needs to be up there playing every day to kind of get himself acclimated a little bit to the big league level and be better positioned to go into next year trying to win that starting spot.
Now, Rob, you're backing off as far as any further comment. You can't make anything because there haven't been any deals yet. But let's just suppose that there are, because you feel fairly certain there will be. What would the Cardinals be looking for if they were to trade a guy like Flaherty? And maybe a Dylan Carlson. What is it, in your opinion, that this team needs to get back to the swing of things again?
I still think they need starting pitching. What they need too is some bullpen guys. But I don't think you're going to get. You're not worth trading Flaherty and Carlson, especially if it's a package deal to get a bullpen guy. I mean, even if it's a closer, to me, I mean, you got to find those guys probably on the free agent list or some minor deals over the winter. So they need a top impact starter. I mean, a guy who can come in here immediately and be projected into the rotation for next year. And whether he's a guy who's already had some success pitching in the big league level, or if he's a guy that's riding knocking on the door at AAA, that's to me what they need to look for in especially if you're packaging Flaherty and DeJong, Flaherty and Carlson, whatever the deal might be. I think you could get a little bit of higher return if you can put package together and not just make it a one-for-one kind of deal.
This is probably a little bit out of character. Do you read the other columnists up in St. Louis?
Yes, every day.
You read Bernie Miklas last week, it was, when he really went off on the front office?
Probably. I can't remember specifically which column it was, but I try to pay attention to everybody that's writing up here, yes.
Well, what he did was he said, for some reason, Bill DeWitt has Mr. Mosaic in the same category as Branch Rickey with the deals that he's made, which is obviously dripping in sarcasm.
I will say that sometimes it's a little easier for a columnist sometimes obviously they're paid to state their opinion as opposed to just reporting on what happens in the ball games or trades or whatever. But it's also easier sometimes to be critical when you really don't have to interview people or go down to the ballpark. So
it does make
a
difference.
I'll leave it at that.
Rob, who at AAA or double A right now is on the radar maybe to help the team this year other than Mason Wynn?
I don't know that there is anybody, to be honest with you, unless it would be Graceffo or McGreevy, unless they were to bring up one of those guys. And I don't know if they would necessarily come up to start, but I can see it maybe coming up and going into a bullpen situation. They're going to need some pitchers here. They traded three of them yesterday, and they're probably going to trade another one before Tuesday. So they're going to have somebody's, and they've still got a couple guys who are injured in Woodford and Helsley's still out. So depending on what other relievers they might trade before Tuesday too. So some of those guys are going to get an opportunity. I think especially if they're already on the 40-man roster or if they have to be added to the 40-man roster this winter. That's the thing about Wynn is, and one of the things people kind of had argued against bringing him up this year was he still has a year left before he has to go on the 40-man roster. And we all know those spots are valuable spots, but there again, by trading all these moves and by the free agents that they're going to have, I think they're going to have enough open spots on that roster that they can take one of those spots and give it to Wynn and not have to worry about losing somebody that they won't be able to protect.
Would you suspect, however, he does come up somewhere along the line this year?
Yes. Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's as early as Wednesday. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it's another week or so, too.
We saw a game last week in which Mike Tauchman went over the center field wall and made a catch, and they got to thinking, how many times have the Cardinals had that made that happen in their favor over the last 15 to 20 years, and it is quite a bit. And that kind of rang familiar with us down here. So Stockman's a Missouri Valley Conference kid. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, no, I didn't realize that. But Illinois State, is that where he's from?
No, he's Bradley.
Bradley, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So Paul DeYoung's probably very familiar with him. But I think, that was an unbelievable play. I mean, and it just, in one play, actually kind of probably summed up the Cardinals' season. You know, everything that could possibly go wrong, the guy hits should be a walk-off home run, and the guy makes a, you know, unbelievable catch to save the game. So that's just kind of the way this season has gone in a nutshell.
Rob, when you take a look at now what remains the month of August and September and so forth, what do you really feel St. Louis concentrates on doing? Obviously, winning, of course, but what will Marmol and Mosalak and whomever, what will they direct the team to do? What would they want to see?
I think they want to see who can help them in 2024. I mean, I think they want Walker to play every day, get another 2 months of big league experience in the outfield, and kind of become a little more comfortable with that part of the game. I think if Wynn comes up, they want him to play and get comfortable. I think they want some clarity to the outfield situation to know who they're going to keep. You know, and we may get part of that answer by Tuesday. And I still think they have too many outfielders, so they're going to have to figure that sort that playing time out for those guys. I think keep the other guys healthy and just kind of not lose focus and just try to help push the young guys along. I mean, I think you're definitely playing for 2024 at this point, and that's, people have to realize that there's going to be a lot of jobs open on that roster, a lot of, playing time available, and they want to see who wants to fight for it.
How big of an enigma is Tyler O'Neill? I mean, if he's healthy, he's a heck of a player, but can they count on him?
Is his enigma hurt right now or not?
good, Rob.
Yeah, I think he's had every other body part hurt at some point in the last 2 years. There's no. It's one of those weird situations. Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's what I'm saying. They something they really have to sort through, because now he's going to be an third year arbitration eligible player. So I mean, he's going to be making $7-8 million next year if he's on this roster, and that's a lot of money to, you expect some production out of that. And has he hit a home run since he came back off the injury list? I don't think so.
He's gotten some hits, but I don't think he's hit any homers. No. And
so,
he did make a diving catch out in left field, mm-hmm. I think, last weekend in a game, which surprised me a little bit with a bad back and so forth, but evidently he's healed.
Well, I think they want to. I think that the big thing he has to show them is that he's healthy and that he can stay on the field. I mean, like you said, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, he is a very good gold glove player. I mean, he got a lot of votes in the MVP balloting a few years ago. I forgot where he finished, ninth or something like that, mm-hmm. in the MVP of the year. He had 30 home runs, but he's to do that, he has to play. I mean, is he better than Nupar in the outfield right now? I don't know. I kind of think I'd give the edge to Nupar. My own personal opinion, I think their best outfield is Nupar, Carlson, and Walker, and just let those three guys play. But, I don't know how that's going to be possible or not.
Let me ask you one quick loaded question before we go. In your opinion, in a down year, who has been the Cardinals' brightest spot as far as you're concerned?
Jordan Walker. And I'll say Nolan Gorman, because I think you've seen the potential. You've seen the growth in him from a year ago he's going to hit 30 home runs this year and cut down on his strikeouts, has walked more, played a good second base, and the fact that he's 23 years old, I think his future is just really, really unlimited. So I would say he's taken the biggest step forward. I think Walker's had a really good learning year, and he's such a smart kid that I think he's going to know what he has to work on this winter, and I think you're going to see the kind of growth in him next year that you saw in Gorman this year.
When Gorman was scratched yesterday, did it raise any doubts in your mind?
No, because he's had that back tightness problem off and on throughout the course of the season, and I think it's just something he's going to have to deal with, every once in a while, because it just, until they can figure out how a way to solve it. But no, I don't think they're going to do anything to break up the nucleus of this club. I mean, they see him being a key part of this club going forward, and I'd be stunned if there was a move made that involved somebody like that.
STLSportsPage.com is the website. Go there and subscribe. Get the immediate alerts from emails and find out when the trades happen the next couple of days. Robert, yeah,
when's your next TV game?
This Friday. This coming Friday.
Oh, sorry. I won't be there. I saw the 13th. Don't you have the 13th on TV?
I think we do, yeah, as a matter of fact. I think we do.
I'll join you.
All right. Good enough.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
With us, and STL.com, right?
STLSportsPage.com.
There we are. All righty, gang, that's going to wrap it up for today's show. We thank you very much for being with us, and always a pleasure. Lindell, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
Ned Reynolds.
Producer Garrett Bowles.
Lindell Scranton.
Thanks for joining us, folks, on the Sports Reporters, brought to you by Play It Against Sports. Fremont Shopping Center, Battlefield, Fremont. See you tomorrow.